champ is here.
It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright, and with me, as always, my main man, Todd DeVries. And if you're listening to this show live, you can give us a call on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Or if you're listening to the show on demand via the podcast, send us a tweet at FFChamps with your fantasy football questions, and we'd be happy to help you guys out. Todd, it was a wild, it was a crazy, it was a wacky, it was a chaotic week three in the NFL. Three overtime games, upsets, bad officiating, and how did it all affect your fantasy team? It was a mess this week.
It was a mess before the Sunday night game kicked off, Bill. I mean, my head was dizzy just watching the Red Zone channel on Sunday afternoon with all the crazy overtimes and Lions and Titans and just insanity. Then I sit down and watch the Patriots-Ravens game. And the insanity just gets even worse. A new level of insanity. The refs get involved. The game's out of control, right?
Yep.
It ends on a kick that who knows if it went through or not. Probably did, but you never know. A little bit of controversy from that. And then last night, Monday night, I know a lot of people out there listening to this on demand. Yeah. But Monday night, I mean, my goodness. It was insane. Just insanity. I was watching it. I was standing in front of my I was literally standing in front of my television screaming, hooting and hollering for like the last play of that game. Just craziness.
I was debating whether or not I wanted to finish watching that game on Monday night because it was getting ugly in the second half. I mean, I think the Seahawks had like 8 total yards going into like the final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter. Packers really weren't doing anything with the ball, but I'm glad I stayed awake. I'm glad I watched the whole game because that's something that I will remember forever. I've never seen a call like that. I've never seen an end to the game like that. And not only did it get crazy with all the call, with the bad call at the end, but then everyone had to come back on the field to do the stupid
extra point.
Man,
well,
we
there's somebody
nothing.
Out there that has that Seattle kicker in fantasy world that loved that.
Yeah,
think
exactly.
About it. There was, I mean, it was crazy, and I had the Packers defense on my fantasy team, Bill, and I was behind.
Screwed.
Well, it turns out I would have lost anyway. Thank goodness, mm-hmm. But I was robbed of a couple of points. Plus, you know, it went from 7 points against to, 14, right?
And so you lost the interception.
I lost the interception, which is 2 points in my league.
Yeah.
And then it went from 7 to 14 points. So that went up a couple thresholds on our points against scale. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Now, I did the math, and it turns out I would have lost anyway by 2 points. But I guarantee you there are people out there, maybe there's some people listening to this show right now that got hosed by that. Just unbelievable stuff, man.
Speaking,
and you know what,
wait,
Bill?
Wait.
Even after the play happened, and you're kind of looking at the two refs, and the one guy's kind of signaling for a touchback, and the other guy's signaling for a touchdown.
Yeah, it was awful.
I mean, you figured, well, they're going to fix this when they go to the review. They can't keep the call like this. You
right.
Know? And
you know, at least in that Seattle-Green Bay game, they went to the review. For the Patriots and the Ravens, they didn't even bother reviewing it. And I think that's what Coach Belichick was so upset about after the game. They didn't
but
even
can they review that?
Is
that
the scoring play.
Well, that's the whole other level of all this reviewing is what is reviewable and what is not reviewable.
Right.
Right? You know, there are certain things that are reviewable, certain things that are not reviewable. And I'll be honest, I don't know all those rules because it's craziness. I mean,
yeah.
You know, somebody said today, I heard 4 different explanations today, Bill. I mean, you and I, you know, Football Nation and FF Champs, all day long we're analyzing football, we're writing about football, we're answering people's fantasy questions, and it's football all the time. And I'm listening to football, and I heard 4 different explanations, Bill, of what was reviewable and what was not. So I don't even know where it stands with that.
But speak of the devil, guys, just to interrupt you for a second. I'm sitting there watching my league. I was down by 4 points last night, and I needed Marshawn Lynch to score on that last drive.
So did I.
But I happened – so I'm down 4 points. Touchdown wins it for me. It doesn't happen, but I'm looking at the other scores in my league, and there's a matchup that's tied 130 to 130, and the kid had the Packers defense going. So if he gets the pick, he wins by 2 points.
Oh, wow.
Or if the play is just doesn't happen at all, it ends in a tie. But since it was a touchdown, you know, the 14 points go up the notch, and he ends up losing by 1 point.
That's amazing.
So isn't that, that's unreal.
Yeah, it's
not
crazy.
To mention, I mean, I know that I'm sure there weren't many people playing Russell Wilson and Golden Tate, but there probably were some people, Bill, especially with Russell Wilson.
Those deep leagues out there.
I mean, just amazing, the ramifications. And then, of course, and all the other ramifications, which I'm not a gambling man, thank goodness, but there's the story out there today that about $150 million changed hands.
Yep.
Worldwide.
We had callers calling in our air today, guys, from Vegas that were saying as this played out last night in the sports books at these casinos that there were small riots that needed, you know, police to disperse them. You know, people throwing hissy fits at the betting windows.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I will tell you this. The next big primetime game, I'm not going to count Ravens-Browns this week, Bill.
No.
The Sunday night game, division rival Giants go to Philadelphia. Okay,
that's gonna be a big one.
It's a big game, obviously. But if nothing happens with the referees between now and then, I don't expect anything to happen. Even if they were to come to some agreement, it's gonna take a while to sort it all out, right?
Yeah.
If something were to happen against the Eagles in their home stadium by these refs on Sunday
night,
I am not kidding. There will be serious problems in that stadium. They better get their act together and get their act together quick.
Well, that's the same fan base that once booed Santa Claus. So I can only imagine what they would do to the referees for making a bad call in the game.
I'm telling you, there better not be anything. They better not make any major mistakes in that one, or they'll be held to pay.
We want to hear from everyone that's listening right now on Patriots.com radio. If you got screwed by the refs, if you got screwed by that bad call in the Packers-Seahawks game, if your fantasy team lost because of it, give us a ring, 508-298-0398. We'll pod you right up on the Ace Ticket Hotline. You can also send us an email, webradio@patriots.com. Todd, we got a great show planned. We're going to go over the Week 3 champs and chumps. We'll discuss the injury report heading into Week 4. Make some suggestions on the waiver wire, who you guys should be picking up this week. We'll go over our Week 4 player rankings, stardom, sit'em, and, of course, taking all of your calls, your tweets, your emails, and general comments about your fantasy squad. What do you say we kick it off here, review what happened in Week 3 before we really move ahead to Week 4 with some champs and chumps?
Absolutely, Bill. Let me serve them up to you. I'm going to start with the quarterback position, as we always do. Who were the QB champs from this week?
How about Big Ben Roethlisberger? 384 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, and 8 rushing yards. The guy got it done against the Oakland Raiders. Even though they lost, he probably helped you win your fantasy league.
Yeah, and how about another guy from his division, Andy Dalton from the Bengals? Another big game from him.
328 passing yards, second straight week where he had 3 passing touchdowns. I'm really liking what Andy Dalton is doing. Todd, bye weeks are starting this week, so it's important to get your QB2s in order, your backup quarterbacks. We'll get into that a bit later on with our waiver wire report. But right now, Andy Dalton is certainly a hot commodity as a QB2.
You know, we talked about him in the preseason as a guy to target as a QB2, right?
Yeah.
He has a lot of weapons there with A.J. Green. And how about Mr. Hawkins coming out of nowhere?
Yeah.
That wide receiver. He's looking really
good. Hawkins a while ago.
Yeah. You know, and they've got Jermaine Gresham. So he's got a lot of weapons to work with there, and it's all coming to fruition. Not only that, Bill, but the defense kind of stinks, so they're always kind of – seems like they're going to be in a lot of shootouts where they're going to be playing from behind quite a bit, and that's always good when you have a quarterback. All right, how about the other side of it, Bill, the QB chumps from Week 3?
Oh, how about Michael Vick? What a chump he was. 2 fumbles lost. He only had 217 passing yards, no touchdowns. Miserable day for the Eagles. Miserable day for your fantasy squad if you started Michael Vick. And what about Phillip Rivers? 173 passing yards. That's it? 173 with 2 interceptions? He probably got you negative points.
Who's he throwing to, Bill?
Oh, man, it was gross. Seriously. That game was gross for the Chargers. Falcons looked great. Chargers looked awful.
I mean, he just doesn't have any weapons, man. Who is he throwing to?
They made a lot of big acquisitions this offseason by bringing in Robert Meacham, Eddie Royale. Vincent Brown was supposed to be a guy that stepped up, but he got hurt. Antonio Gates is banged up. Ryan Matthews didn't look good. Chargers are in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gates is always banged up, like you said. And Ryan Matthews was their leading receiver with 5 receptions out of the backfield. So that's not a good sign.
No, it's not.
Moving over to the running back, speaking of Ryan Matthews. Who were some of the running back champs from this week, Bill? Somebody came back and rebounded in a huge way.
Oh, it's my boy. It's Jamaal Charles. I had his jersey on Sunday. I was sporting it all morning.
What?
I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear my Jamaal Charles jersey today. I haven't worn it in a long time. I'm at the bar. Everyone's looking at me like, why do you have that jersey on? All of a sudden, breaks out a 91-yard run for a touchdown, finishes the day with 233 rushing yards, 55 yards receiving. That's my man, Jamaal Charles. I'm so happy that I saw him in action because I was really worried about him with the ACL injury, but he looked hot, man, and he's going to be really good for a lot of teams out there going forward.
Let's be honest, Bill, all right? Before the season, did we expect the distribution of carries for the Kansas City Chiefs to be, and this is what happened on Sunday, Jamaal Charles, 33 carries.
I couldn't believe it.
Peyton Hillis, 3.
Peyton Hillis got banged up. He'll be in the injury report later on when we do bumps and bruises. But, yeah, Hillis wasn't a factor at all.
Hey, that's it. This is a good sign. I mean, after week one, Jamaal Charles, you know, there were some people kind of banged up a little bit. They were talking about soreness in his knee.
Yep.
Didn't do much in week two at all. I was a little bit worried about him, man. He came back in a big way, so that's good to see.
Absolutely.
Another guy who didn't participate much in the preseason, if at all. He didn't participate at all in the preseason.
Nope.
MJD, he came back and had a huge Sunday.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Jamaal Charles, Maurice Jones-Drew would have had the best day, 177 rushing yards. He also got into the end zone with 16 receiving yards. Good for MJD. He had that contract dispute this summer, didn't really get resolved the way he wanted to, but at least he's still showing all of us that he's not going to be like Chris Johnson and let the holdout affect how he performs during the season.
Speaking of Chris Johnson, let's go over to those RB jumps. Should we just reserve a spot for this guy every week here?
He will be on this list every week. We're not going to call him Chris Johnson anymore. We're going to call him one of two things, either the player formerly known as Chris Johnson or CJ No K or CJ No Play. One of those three varieties. My personal favorite is CJ No Play because you're not getting any action out of him. You're leaving him on your bench, 24 rushing yards, 5 receiving yards, absolutely abysmal performance.
And think about that guy out there, Bill, that fantasy manager. Maybe his girlfriend or wife made him go and pick pumpkins on Sunday, right? And he comes back from pumpkin picking.
That's my roommate, by the way. And it was apple picking.
I get all that done on Saturdays.
Well, imagine that guy comes back. He hasn't watched the games yet, Bill. And he sees the Titans put up 44 points.
Oh,
he has Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he finally woke up.
What a letdown.
And then you look at the box score, and you see, I mean, 14 rushes for 24 yards.
You know, that's the thing. We had three games that were in overtime. That means, you know, six teams had a whole extra quarter of play. So that's usually really good for fantasy managers. Chris Johnson was one of those players that had the overtime, that had that chance to have some extra action, and he just didn't perform. He's a chump. He's going to be on this chump list every single week, I guarantee it.
Another guy, Bill, who's a little long in the tooth, in my opinion. I avoided him in my drafts this August. That is Mr. Steven Jackson from the Rams. He had a dismal performance.
Yeah, 29 rushing yards, 5 receiving. He just didn't do much of anything. I was watching that game at the bar, and they had the Rams game up on the screen. And I'm looking in the first quarter. All of a sudden, he has this huge ice bag taped to his leg. I was like, oh, his day's done. Good thing I didn't play him in any of my leagues because he was active. You know, he was questionable heading into the game. He was active for the game. And then by the first quarter, by the end of the second quarter, he wasn't even playing anymore. So those are the ones that really drive you crazy because you expect him to play once he's activated, and then he aggravates the injury during the game, and then he's out.
Let's be honest. You're in a bar watching games. You really weren't focused on this Rams-Bears game. Please tell me you weren't focused on this game.
No, but the camera zoomed in on Steven Jackson, and he had this huge ice bag, like, taped around his leg.
With all the crazy games going on, Bill, just look at this box score. There's nothing to like here fantasy-wise. I mean, all right, Michael Bush, 55 yards and a touchdown. I mean, no one, nothing. The only thing was the Bears' defense, fantasy-wise, in this game. It's the only thing that really did much of anything. So, all right, moving on to those wide receivers, Bill. Hey, a really good story, one of the best stories of the year with all the crazy controversy with these refs. You know, my son and I are watching the Ravens game. I have an 8-year-old son who's kind of into football now, and he watched the pregame report on Torrey Smith, Baltimore Ravens. And my son was like, oh, man, that's really terrible. And he said, I hope he scores a lot of touchdowns tonight. And then my son went to bed. And in the morning, I felt great. I taped the game. I said, son, Torrey Smith scored 2 touchdowns, and he was really excited. So I thought it was a great story, you know, that kind of, with all the other stuff that's going on in this league, there's a lot of negativity. Best story of the year.
Absolutely, and I know that we're on the Patriots Network, Patriots.com radio, but I think even New England fans kind of felt for Torrey Smith in that game. 127 receiving yards, 2 receiving touchdowns, just less than 24 hours after he received the news that his brother passed away in a motorcycle accident. You're absolutely right, Todd. Probably one of the best stories of the year. You remember what Brett Favre did on Monday night against the Oakland Raiders a few years ago when his father passed away, came out, had one of his best performances of his career. And it was definitely an inspiration to watch Torrey Smith, and you could feel the love that he was getting from both sides of the fans.
Yes, sir, and he makes our champs list not only because of the feel-good part of it, but, man, 127 receiving yards, Bill. So he even rewarded fantasy managers. 2 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable stuff. Yeah. Another guy that Andy Dalton was passing to majority of the day for the Cincinnati Bengals. How about A.J. Green?
A.J. Green, 183 receiving yards, and he scored a touchdown. Now, Todd, Andy Dalton didn't throw the touchdown to him. Mohamed Sanu did, the rookie
wide receiver
from Rutgers, threw the 71-yard touchdown
bomb
the first play of the game. And that pass was on the money, too. So I'm glad to see A.J. Green back on the champ side of the things, because he's definitely one of those up-and-coming.
That's funny you mentioned that. Yeah, because, you know, Dalton threw for 328, and he didn't even throw that pass.
Yeah, he didn't even throw that pass. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. Yep.
Good stuff, good stuff. On the chumps list, Bill, who you got from wide receivers?
I got Marquise Colston and Victor Cruz. Neither of these guys had over 45 yards. Big disappointment with those New Orleans Saints losing at home to the Kansas City Chiefs. You would expect Colston to go off against that weak Chiefs secondary. However, not the case at all, only 40 receiving yards. And then Victor Cruz for the New York Giants overshadowed by really like their third or fourth wide receiver, Ramses Barden, who had a real career day. But Cruz, 42 receiving yards. He's on the chumps list this week.
Yeah, I have him in a couple of leagues, Bill. Not too happy to see Ramses Barden coming down with all these catches. They just kept throwing it to him underneath.
Yeah. All right, Todd, we're going to take a quick break here. Here's what we have planned for the next segment. We're going to be taking all your calls on the Ace Ticket Hotline. 508-298-0398 is the number to reach us. We're going to answer some emails, webradio@patriots.com. And it's also, we're going to do this new segment where we're going to focus solely on the Patriots matchup for the upcoming week. So this week they're playing against the Buffalo Bills. We'll break down the fantasy focus for the New England Patriots, for the Buffalo Bills, and kind of give everyone an outlook on what you can expect Tom Brady and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Wes Welker and Stevie Johnson all to do in the world of fantasy football. You're listening to Patriots.com radio, and this is the Fantasy Football Champs. We'll be right back after the quick break.
Have a question about fantasy football? Give the Fantasy Football Champs a call at 508-298-0398.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card. Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Patriots.com Radio. You are listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. We want to help everyone out there dominate their fantasy leagues heading into week four. So feel free to give us a ring, 508-298-0398. We're also going to answer a lot of emails in this segment. Webradio@Patriots.com is the email address to hit us up. Let's kick it off. Before we get to the Patriots fantasy focus, let's kick it off with our guy Dan in Massachusetts on the line. What's up, Dan? How can we help you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great. What you got, Dan?
Okay, so first, let me give you a quick two parts. One is, I'm in a league that people don't like to trade. It costs $5 a trade. They don't really like that. And then the other thing is that you can only have four running backs on your roster at one time. So,
okay.
My question may be a little premature, but I look down on my roster and I see that I have some. My running backs are LeSueur, Doug Martin, Fred Jackson, and then Fadden. But three of those guys are on bye week next week, and Fred Jackson's, you know, the guy who's not. So I'm kind of stuck on, like, you know, I've got four valuable running backs. No one's going to really want to trade. Do I ditch one to waivers to pick up, like, Andre Brown or, you know, maybe the backup for Steven Jackson, or, like, you know, do I just make a super sweet deal, or do I just suck it up for a week and have a 0 point?
How many running backs do you start a week?
You can start up to three, so one's a flex, but two running backs and a flex.
Okay, so if you decided to eat it for a week, basically you'd be starting one guy, a blank RB2, and then you'd probably slide a wide receiver or tight end in the flex?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. What do you think, Bill? He's got LeSueur, Doug Martin, Freddie Jackson, and Darren McFadden as his four running backs. And you're looking ahead to, is it week five that they're on bye?
Yep.
Well, I'm not cutting any of those guys, that's for sure. Too dominant. Fred Jackson should be coming back from the knee injury. We saw what Mikel LeSueur can do. He's going to get to rock all season long. Same thing with Doug Martin. So I'm absolutely not cutting one of those guys. The thing about Darren McFadden is he's playing lights out right now, and his health is always a concern. But you can't be too worried about it because – right now, he's playing great. So as long as he's healthy, you want him on your squad as well.
Hey, Dan, so, what's your record in this league right now?
So, believe it or not, I always have the highest projected points each week, and I always end up with, like, half the points. The first week, I played the Bills, and I had Fred Jackson and the Bills, so they killed me. The second week, I had, Julio Jones got a blank, and I think Peyton Manning for him.
Well, where I'm going at with this is, if I'm sitting there at 3-0, then I'm going to eat it for a week. I don't even care.
Yeah,
if I'm 0-3, I feel a little bit more desperation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm 1-2, so it's tough.
What do you think, Bill? I mean, he's got a nice quartet there to deal with as long as Fred Jackson's coming back somewhat healthy.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, been some good news on the Fred Jackson front recently, at least some potential good news. What do you think, man? Should he – I mean, he's stuck in a rut. But the good news is if he can get past this week, he's going to have all these guys for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So try and take, like, a Doug Martin and ship him with another wide – like, really try to make a sweet deal because I have some good wide receivers too.
I'm all about making trades. As long as it helps your squad. I don't make trades just for the sake of making a trade because you like one player over another. But if it helps out your squad, then by all means do it. And if it fixes this bye week issue, then, you know, that's something that you certainly will want to consider. I don't know what your opponent's needs are, so it's always hard to say, well, yeah, you can package Doug Martin with one of your receivers and hand him off to a guy that, you know, maybe he has Chris Johnson. Maybe that's the guy that you want to target. The guy with Chris Johnson, he needs a running back right now. Try to get a better running back that doesn't have that bye week issue.
But not Chris Johnson.
No.
Do not take Chris Johnson. Listen, Chris, the player formerly known as Chris Johnson, a.k.a. CJ No K, a.k.a. CJ No Play, should not. You do not want to involve him in a trade unless you're dishing him off to someone else.
Okay.
Bill, which guy would you recommend Dan try to dump, LeSure or Doug Martin? I mean, I'm telling you, I love Doug Martin.
I really like that offensive line too.
I mean, if I were Dan, Mikel LeSure's coming off a huge week,
yeah,
right?
Selling balls high.
You know, he's had a spotty off the field record. You never know what's going to happen with him. His value is never going to be higher than it is right now. Probably he's the guy I would shop. See what you can get in return for him. That's what I would do. I like Doug Martin too much, and I'll obviously Run DMC. I'm not going to trade him either. So
yeah,
LeSure's the guy I would dangle out there. See what you can get.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, Dan. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Todd, let's move on to Jeff in Connecticut. He's in a 10-team league, needs some of our assistance. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, thanks for the call. What you got?
I'll try and rip through this pretty quick. First off, thanks last week for the advice to pick up LeSure. I did. It paid off.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
That's what we're here for, Jeff. We do it for the fans.
It's funny, too. When I called in last week, it was the last one you spit out right before you hung up. You're like, and maybe LeSure, I like him, too. Click. And I was like,
Jeff, were you under, like, some medication last week? Because you sound a lot different today.
Well, I was probably bummed out last week. But,
oh, okay. Okay.
We like
this version of Jeff.
Yeah. I won, so
it was
a much better week. Just to preface it, I'm eighth in the waiver order, so a little painful. And it's a big week. I'm playing my older brother, and I have to win. So
yeah, we will crush your older brother.
my wide receivers that I'm looking that I currently have, I got Mike Wallace, who's on the bye this week. Miles Austin, Julio Jones, and Jerome Simpson. So I can carry one more that I don't currently have. So available that I've been looking at, I got Julian Edelman is on the waiver. Andrew Hawkins, Eric Decker, Jacoby Jones, and Jeremy Curley.
Decker.
I don't know if you...
That one's Decker, easy. Absolutely.
But I'm eighth in the waiver order. I'm going to try, but I feel like he's going to be gone. The idiot who dropped him, I'm sure everyone's just salivating. So,
All right, so who was the fourth guy? You said Hawkins, Decker, Edelman, and who else?
Curley.
Jacoby
Jones.
Well,
he's fourth.
Yeah.
To me, it goes Decker, Hawkins, Edelman, Curley. Edelman, okay. We don't know what's happening with that hand injury right now. We should know more later in the week. But he's still the fourth or fifth option for Tom Brady behind Wes Welker, Gronk, Brandon Lloyd. So,
and Jacoby Jones fifth, right, Bill?
What's that?
The fifth guy was Jacoby Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from the Ravens. Yeah, I'm not picking him up.
Yeah, okay.
I agree with Bill. I think it's clearly Decker. You're not going to get Decker if you're eighth on the waiver wire.
No.
Yeah, there's no way.
Decker. Okay. Now, is this PPR or is this regular scoring?
This is regular.
Okay. Love Hawkins as the second guy, and then Edelman would be my third. Like Bill said, I agree with his rankings 100%.
No, yeah, I like that. And I got a running back issue. This is where probably my biggest pain point is right now. On my squad, I got Steven Ridley, CJ Spiller, who I picked up to replace Fred Jackson, and then I got LeSure. So, you know, soon I'm going to run into this CJ Spiller Fred Jackson issue.
Right.
And available right now is Andre Brown, Ryan Williams, and Jaquizz Rodgers. So not a whole lot of talent really out there. But
no, those three guys are actually great. How many people do you have on your squad? I can't believe these people are available.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a 10-man league, right? So it's not.
Yeah. Not big roster space.
Right.
So what's your question with the running backs?
So essentially, do I take a risk this week and drop either C.J. Spiller or Fred Jackson and potentially get one of these other guys? Because I'm going to have to do it eventually.
Why? Why do you feel like you have to do that eventually?
I don't know, to be quite honest. I've just always kind of felt like having,
Jeff, when Jeff called last week, I think it was you, Jeff. If not, it was somebody with a similar question. I think it was you, right? He called and he was saying, hey, I've got Spiller, but what am I going to do when Fred Jackson comes back and I'm going to be stuck with both of these guys? It might be a headache. Remember that,
right,
Bill?
Yeah, I remember that. And
so, now that is coming potentially to fruition, where he might have a, two-headed monster to deal with on the Bills, and he's wondering if he should, dump one of them and grab, an Andre Brown.
No, I'm not feeling that at all.
Okay,
I think Fred Jackson's on the wrong side of 30 years old. He missed six games last year after being a dominant performer for the first 10 weeks. C.J. Spiller stepped right in, and he looked great all of last year, looked great for the first three games this year. I think even when these guys are healthy, there will be some weeks when you can start both of them, and if not, you can trade one of them, but I wouldn't let another manager in your league pick up one of those guys because you dropped them for someone like Ryan Williams. I would rather see you have the points on your bench than your opponent have the points in their starting lineup.
So
I agree with that.
Who would you start next week then? Like obviously Steven Ridley, and then what? I got to kind of keep my ear to the whatever news.
Well, right now Steven Ridley is my 21st ranked running back heading into week four. If C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson are playing, obviously they're going to move up. I do like Mikel LeShore again this week. He's
Vikings.
Number 19. So
yeah.
LeShore and Ridley for now, and then we will update you on Thursday on our Football Nation show where you can follow us on Twitter at FFChamps, and we'll be sure to help you out, and we'll let you know if Spiller or Fred Jackson are going to play. All right, Jeff, sound good?
All right, and then just quickly in the flex, do you go running back then or another wide receiver?
If it's a non-PPR league, then you go running back.
You go running back?
Yep.
All right, cool. And then lastly, I know I'm taking up a lot of time. Really quick, I got Aaron Hernandez in my IR. He was supposed to be my sleeper flex.
Yep.
Mastermind. Do I get rid of him or do I hold on for later on in the season and then put him back in the flex?
Hold on to him.
Okay, cool.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate the call. More of your phone calls, please give us a ring. Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398. Todd, we actually have some emails to answer. Webradio@patriots.com is where you can email in. We have our boy Joaquim from Norway, who, by the way, tells me he wants to thank us for reading his email last week on the air, and then he says, P.S., Oslo is the capital of Norway. So not only did I not know where it was, but it turns out it's probably the biggest city in that country.
We're going to have a new geography segment starting next week here for Bill. Bill's geography lessons.
Anyway, our boy Joaquim wants to know, he needs two of these four running backs, Todd. Andre Brown, Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis, Mikel LeShore, and the player formerly known as Chris Johnson.
Well, C.J. Noke is gone.
Gone. Yep.
It's LeShore, it's the law firm, and it's Andre?
Andre Brown.
I like LeShore.
Yeah, I like LeShore as
well. And Cincinnati has Jacksonville. I like Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis.
Ben-Jarvis Green-Ellis, he's going to be in our start-em, sit-em segment later on in the show.
Those are the two.
He's in the top 10 for the first time this week on our FFCPI, the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index. He's in the top 10. I got him at number 9, playing against the 30th-ranked Jacksonville Jaguars rushing defense. So I agree. I think it's the law firm.
I think Andre Brown comes back to earth a little bit. The Eagles defense is playing very well, despite the, kind of the debacle the other day that was more offensive oriented than their defense. So that's a no-brainer to me.
Plus, Ahmad Bradshaw guarantees that he's going to be playing against Philly on Sunday.
There you go.
So take that for what it's worth. Another emailer we got, Al Callahan, wants to know, he needs three of these wide receivers, Calvin Johnson, and he admits, Calvin Johnson's a lock. Then he has Marquise Colston, Miles Austin, Michael Crabtree, or Nate Washington. So two out of those four, Colston, Austin, Crabtree,
PPR standard.
Or Nate. He doesn't say here.
Because, Nate is all or nothing, man. I mean, catch he had on Sunday was sick.
Yeah.
Nasty Nate Washington. Did you see that thing?
Yes, I did.
He reached over the guy's back.
Very
He's
impressive.
A big play waiting to happen. Colston was on our chumps list.
Uh-huh.
So he's got to pick two of those? I'm not a big fan of those four guys at all.
I think I mean,
he's got
Colson.
He's got Crabtree going against the Jets. I don't like that.
No, I don't need. Well, Darrell Revis is see you long.
Ah, good point.
See you later. Darrell Revis Island has been evacuated, folks. If you don't know, now you know, because Darrell Revis has tore his ACL. Wes Welker, Brandon Lloyd, they're all buying first-class tickets to the all-inclusive luxury resort formerly known as Revis Island.
Nate Washington's up against Houston.
Yeah.
That's not good. You got Miles Austin against the Bears. You got Colson against the Packers.
I think you have to go with Colson there because of the quarterback. Drew Brees still one of the most dominant quarterbacks in the league, regardless of the Saints' record right now. So, it's Calvin Johnson, Marquise Colston, process of elimination. I'm going to go with Miles Austin right now. He's the only playmaker on the Dallas Cowboys that's actually producing. Des Bryant hasn't been doing anything. Jason Witten hasn't been doing anything. And DeMarco Murray hasn't been doing anything. Miles Austin is the only guy that is putting up points for the Cowboys right now. So ride him while he's hot. For me, it's Calvin Johnson, Marquise Colston, and Miles Austin.
I'll go along with that. And, hey, as long as Megatron's catching 10 balls for 8,000 yards and 14 touchdowns each game, it doesn't matter who his other receivers are, right?
You're right. Exactly.
Megatron was crazy in that overtime game on Sunday.
All right, we got another emailer from Taylor C. Love your show. I'm 3-0. Love to hear that. This week my dilemma is defense. I have the Bears D, and I don't want to put up that matchup against the Cowboys. Am I crazy for looking at the Cardinals' defense this week? Tannehill's a rookie and still finding his groove. If they can hold Tom Brady to 18 points, I can imagine they can do much better with Tannehill. What are your thoughts, Walt?
I'm all in, man. We touched on this last week on our Football Nation show on Thursday, Bill.
Right.
You know, we talked about the matchup with the Eagles and how the Cardinals' defense was underrated, but you couldn't deny what they did to the Seahawks and the Patriots back-to-back weeks. Now they've done it 3 weeks in a row. They look nasty. They got a great punt and kick returner for special teams. I would definitely roll with Arizona against Miami this week.
And by the way, Taylor hits us up on Twitter all the time. She got a nice profile picture going on here. She got like a Patriots jersey, giving a nice smile. I'll answer Taylor's questions all day.
There you go. I'll let you handle
all right,
that.
Moving on. We have
Brian.
We got Brian Clark emailing us in at webradio@patriots.com. QB flex league, Todd, non-PPR. Big Ben's on a bye. Jake Locker at quarterback. Oh, gross. Trying to decide who he can get off the waiver wire for QB flex. Oh,
well,
man, that's tough.
There's no options. Does he list the options or no?
No, because then he says no QB on waivers.
So
I don't know what you're going to do, pal. You're screwed.
I mean, if Russell Wilson's out there, they play the Rams. That's not bad. You
that's
know,
not
he
bad.
Might be available, right?
I guess he's going to have to put in a running back or a wide receiver in that flex spot if he's starting Jake Locker. By the way, Locker is my number 32 ranked quarterback this week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's not giving us any quarterbacks to choose from. It's kind of hard to help him. But he's saying that none of them are available, right?
Yeah. I guess you know what? He wants us to decide what running back or wide receiver he should put in the flex.
Okay, well, and what are the options?
All right, he has Matt Forte is not going to play. Reggie Bush might not play. He has Mark Ingram, some guy named Thomas. I'm guessing that's Daniel Thomas. And then he has Mike Williams or Brian Hartline. So he has Daniel Thomas, Mike Williams, or Brian Hartline for the flex, because I'm assuming that he's playing Jamal Charles and Michael Bush already. Thomas, I think Daniel Thomas is definitely the option if Reggie Bush is not playing. If Reggie Bush is playing, then go with Mike Williams from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I was going to say, Williams, they have the Redskins this week, and it seems like every week the Redskins are in a shootout, right? So yeah, I agree with you right there, 100%. If there's no Reggie Bush this week, then go Daniel Thomas. If Reggie's going to play, go Mike Williams.
All right, back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. We got Justin in Mass. What's going on, Justin? How can we help you?
Hey, how's it going? I have a few quick questions. My first one, I'm kind of in a running back predicament right now. I have Chris Johnson, and Willis McGahee is kind of banged up right now. My roster, it locks up on Thursdays, so I don't know if I should go on the waiver wire and try to find someone like a Daniel Thomas or Lance Ball or something like that and just plug him in, because if he doesn't play on Sunday, I'm kind of stuck no matter what.
Those are the only two running backs you have?
Oh, what I have, that's for the waiver wire. The other ones I have is Ryan Williams. I'm thinking about starting him.
So you can't adjust your lineup after Thursday?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, that's
tough. I know, it's tough.
All right, so that's fine though, because even if Willis McGahee doesn't play, you can put in Ryan Williams into your lineup now, correct?
Oh yes, yep.
I think you should do that instead of going after Lance Ball, because even if McGahee doesn't play, it's going to be Knowshon Moreno, Lance Ball, and Ronnie Hillman all competing for carries. Whereas Ryan Williams, he's the whole show there for the Cardinals because Beanie Wells has turf toe. So I think Ryan Williams is the perfect fit. You happen to be in luck this week.
Oh, yeah. And I'm also with Chris Johnson. Should I just put him on the bench? Because he's playing a tough, tough team in Texas this week, in Texas.
Yep. Number two ranked rush defense. Chris Johnson, the player formerly known as CJ2K, is not going to be in my starting lineup, so I don't think people should put him in their starting lineups this week either. If you're going to start Ryan Williams and put Chris Johnson on the bench and you don't have Willis McGahee, who else do you have in place?
Yeah, this is what my idea was. I was going to drop Ruben Reno off my bench and then try to pick up with a flex Jerome Simpson, Tashai Toys, or Brandon Stokely, one of those three guys.
Who was the last guy you mentioned?
Stokely.
Brandon Stokely.
Wow. Definitely drop
Ruben Randall.
Yes, definitely.
I really like Jerome Simpson coming off that 3-game suspension. He wasn't hurt. He was just an idiot, and that's fine in the world of fantasy football. I think Christian Ponder is playing out of his mind right now. He's completing like 70% of his passes, which is actually the best in the NFL. It's actually hard to believe, but it's true. The Vikings look pretty good. They beat the 49ers, who we all thought was the number one team in the NFL last week. I'm kind of jumping on the Vikings bandwagon here to make some noise late in the season. So I like Jerome Simpson. The Vikings don't have a number two wide receiver. It's Percy Harvin, it's Kyle Rudolph, the tight end, and then Adrian Peterson in the backfield. I think you should go out and get Jerome Simpson. Ruben Randall's not going to do a whole lot for the Giants, I can tell you that now.
Hey, next three weeks, the Vikings schedule is awfully juicy, guys. At Detroit, Tennessee, at Washington. They can put up some points in those three games.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think that's the play.
Also, right here, my last question. Big Ben has a bye week this week, which I kind of wish he didn't because he was monstrous this week.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler is my bench, on the backup. I don't know if I risk started him because the past couple weeks have been horrible. Should
he's
I look at the waiver
the
wire? Yes, exactly.
Who's on the waiver wire?
Oh, yeah, let me check right now. I know at least that Jake Locker is there.
Ugh.
Russell Wilson, Blaine Gabbert. Nothing really stupid.
I like Russell Wilson.
Oh, and also Christian Ponder is there, too.
I like Christian Ponder even better. We just said how good the Vikings schedule is coming up. The Cowboys, listen, they're doing pretty well against the quarterbacks, all right? They've only allowed one touchdown to each of the quarterbacks in the first few games. Only 110 passing yards Josh Freeman had in week three. So don't play Jay Cutler this week. I'm kind of liking Russell Wilson a lot better. Russell Wilson or Christian Ponder, I'm sorry.
Which one do you think has a better matchup, Wilson versus the Rams or Ponder versus Detroit in Detroit?
Well, right now I have Christian Ponder ranked 21 and Russell Wilson ranked 27. So go with Ponder.
Okay. So either or.
Yeah.
All right,
Justin, we appreciate your call. Todd, what do you say we get back to some emails? Because they're starting to stack up.
They're rolling in, man. Let's help the people.
Yeah, that's what we do. We help people.
What else we got?
All right, this one is from Phil Hughes. I think that, isn't that like a pitcher? I don't know anything about baseball.
He's a starting pitcher for the Yankees. He's actually going tonight.
Oh.
I believe.
Well, Phil Hughes needs our help with some fantasy football questions.
Maybe he's emailing in from the clubhouse.
Could be. All right, anyway. Love the show. Thanks for helping me out. He needs to upgrade his wide receiver core, Todd. So he's thinking of offering your boy, Doug Martin, and getting back Brandon Marshall. What do you think of that?
No.
Well, first of all, we
don't have enough information. What's his team?
All right, his running backs are Matt Forte, Jamal Charles, Doug Martin, Andre Brown, Jackie Battle. His wide receivers need some help. Torrey Smith, we love him. Reggie Wayne, we love him. But here's where it falls off. Randy Moss, Kendall Wright, Brandon Gibson. So he does need a wide receiver, and his running backs are pretty good. But I don't think you trade Doug Martin. I think you trade Andre Brown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you're not going to get Brandon Marshall back for Andre Brown.
No, but he does say alternatively, Andre Brown and Randy Moss for Vincent Jackson.
There you go. I love it.
Yeah, you like that? I've never been a big fan of Vincent Jackson.
I'm not a big fan of Vincent Jackson either. I don't think Andre Brown's going to keep this going once Bradshaw gets back. And Randy Moss is a waste. He's a waste of a roster spot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then you got Torrey Smith, Reggie Wayne, Vincent Jackson. You don't lose any of your starting running backs. You still got Forte. You still got Charles. You still got Doug Martin.
That's true.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I hear you there.
Man, you got to – I don't know why people are so quick to cut loose Doug Martin here, you know? We've had a couple of callers that have hinted at cutting loose the rookie. I think he's going to have a nice year, man.
I agree. I have on our rest of the way rankings on FF Champs, we have him in the top 15.
Top 15? There you go.
Yep.
All right, what else we got?
Next emailer is – let's see here. I got a lot of emails coming in. Trade question. Hello, Todd and Bill. Absolutely love the show. This is from Jeff Kuhn, brother of John Kuhn from the Green Bay Packers.
Wow,
I'm not sure if I can blame the refs, but I lost this weekend. 173. Oh, my God, Todd. Listen to this. Jeff Kuhn, I feel so bad for you. Todd, he lost 173 to
173.08. Oh, no. Please tell me it had nothing to do with that Monday night last play.
That's absolutely devastating. The team I played against had Flacco. Thanks to some questionable calls, Flacco was able to – yeah, that's definitely a screamer. Flacco was able to drive the field and not only sink the pass but sunk my fantasy team too. Last weekend I started Brandon Lloyd and Stevie Johnson, wide receiver, and unfortunately kept Torrey Smith on the bench. Oh, that's a classic mistake that a lot of fantasy managers
Lloyd!
Make. When you have – when your opponent has Joe Flacco – You want his number one receiving option in your lineup.
It's a defensive move,
points.
But I love it. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the question? That's it? You just wanted to call and tell us his plight?
No. Well, we did ask people to call and email in if they had a problem with the refs, and Jeff did here. But, no, his question is, would this be a good time to trade Jamaal Charles, or do I just hold on to him? Jamaal Charles is my boy. I don't know why anyone would want to trade him. He had 233 yards last week. You can't – unless you're getting, like, five players in return for Jamaal Charles, you're not going to regain that value. Jeff, absolutely hold on to him. And next time you're playing against Flacco or any quarterback and you have their receiver, make sure you put them in your lineup because it really helps you out.
Yeah, it's a defensive move, Bill, but it's one that you got to make. You know, if someone has Matt Stafford, you have Megatron. Obviously, well, you're not going to ever bench Megatron, but you got to keep him in there. You know,
yeah,
cancels things out.
Yeah.
So he lost by 0.08?
Yeah, that sucks.
Wow.
I feel bad for him. All right, another email. We got Jacob K. This guy's from Denmark, and he even like teases me here. He puts in parentheses in his email, I bet you can't announce Kobe Haven. I guess that's where he's from. He's got like a dash through the O. Like, is that like an alphabetical
Copenhagen?
Letter? No. Kobe Haven. C-O. It's like an O with a dash through it. B-E-N-H-A-V-N. He knows
Bill, you are really wildly popular up there in Norway. Who would have thunk it?
No, this is in Denmark. Denmark's not.
Oh, Denmark.
Yeah,
Denmark, Norway. They love you up there.
Yeah.
So what's the question from Jacob K?
I've got Michael Bush, Reggie Bush, and Adrian Peterson. Which two do I start?
Well, Reggie Bush might not play, right?
Yeah.
So it's Michael Bush and Adrian Peterson right now, correct?
I like Michael Bush with no Matt Forte in action. I think that one's actually pretty easy. Bush and Peterson.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, now, you know, if we find out that Reggie Bush is doing okay, he's still got to go up against the Arizona defense, which has been pretty stout on the road.
Right.
A trip out west to the desert. So I don't like that even if he is healthy. So I'm going with Michael Bush as long as Forte's not playing. And Adrian Peterson's looking rock solid, and we like the matchup there with the Lions.
Yeah, I agree. Michael Bush and Adrian Peterson, that's for our guy Jacob in Denmark. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You can email us in webradio@patriots.com. Don't forget, if you're listening to the show on the podcast, hit us up on Twitter. We'll be answering your fantasy football questions all week at FF Champs. We didn't get to the Patriots fantasy focus. We'll do that in the next segment. We got to take a quick break. So up next, we'll do the Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots fantasy football breakdown. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Have a question about fantasy football?
Clear.
Give the Fantasy Football Champs a call at 508-298-0398.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield. catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source.
Todd DeVries,
we have the
and
best
Bill
seats
Enright
at the lowest prices for all
your
favorite Boston teams.
League.
Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with Bill Pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond?
Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
The guy with the great voice said it exactly right. We want to help you win your fantasy football leagues. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com radio. And Todd, we mentioned that we're going to do the Patriots-Bills fantasy breakdown. What do you say we started off with the Patriots side of the ball? You have to start with Tom Brady when you're discussing the New England Patriots fantasy options, right?
Yes, sir. And, you know, those of us that own Tom Brady in our fantasy leagues are kind of been a little disappointed, Bill, I have to admit. We're waiting for that big breakout game. It hasn't quite happened yet. Will this be the week? The matchup sure is pretty tasty. What do you think?
I got good news for you, Todd, because the Buffalo Bills are allowing the ninth most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks, and that was against Mark Sanchez, Brandon Whedon, and Matt Cassel. Can you imagine what Tom Brady's going to do to them? For that reason, he's number one on the FFCPI this week.
Well, that's good to know, because I am counting on Mr. Tom Brady to explode. He's been kind of, it's kind of average, even though he threw for 355 yards last week, one touchdown.
Right.
You know, you need more than that. Coming from a guy that you invested a first-round pick in most leagues, so
it'll come this week.
Yeah, I think so too. You would expect this to be a pretty high-scoring game for the Patriots, especially they got to be angry after the way they lost that game on Sunday night. That game left a bad taste in my mouth, but not nearly as bad as the Monday night game. But that Sunday night game was plenty of questionable calls in that game as well.
All right, what about the running back? Steven Ridley, number 21 on the FFCPI. Danny Woodhead, a lot lower, number 50. And that's because the Buffalo Bills are 16th against the running backs, only two touchdowns to opposing RBs in the first three games.
Yeah, I think you agreed with me, Bill. You know, early on in the season, we weren't buying into Steven Ridley being, you know, some sort of workhorse running back or anything like that. You know, Mr. Belichick likes to tease us with his running backs and play the matchups depending on, you know, what the game plan is week to week. So you're going to get some great games out of Ridley, and you're going to get some average games. And last week was one of the average games. Went only 37 yards last week, Bill.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think he'll do better than that this week, but I wouldn't expect a huge blowout type production. But I think he'll do. Mark, I think he'll do much better than last week. He might get in for a score, and I don't know, maybe 50 to 80 yards rushing somewhere in that vicinity.
Yeah, a solid flex play, I think, for week four.
Yep.
All right, so for the wide receivers, I mentioned Tom Brady, number one on our rankings this week. That means the receivers have to be ready to go off. We have Wes Welker in number four, Brandon Lloyd at number nine. Julian Edelman not too high on the list right now because he's questionable. We don't know what's going on with his hand injury. But the Buffalo Bills are giving up the 10th most points in the league to opposing wide receivers.
A round of applause for the Edelman pronunciation.
Oh, I got it right this time. Nice.
Four
touchdowns, 456 yards. That's just to wide receivers in the first three games. And I mentioned who they played, the Jets, the Browns, and the Chiefs. So you have to expect Wes Welker and Lloyd to have a day on Sunday, week four.
Yeah, and while, you know, we're hoping for some bigger numbers from Tom Brady getting the ball into the end zone, hey, there were some good target numbers for Brandon Lloyd. 12 targets last week, 9 receptions. Wes Welker, 10 targets, 8 receptions. Mr. Edelman, 7 targets, 4 receptions. So, you know, I like that. The dozen targets, 10 targets, that's what you want to see out of the wide receivers that you're putting into your fantasy lineup.
Yep.
And that's a good sign, and I think that will continue this week. And if you've got any of those guys, other than Edelman, who we just mentioned, we're not sure of his injury status here on a Tuesday. The other guys are definite must-starts, in my opinion.
All right, and last but certainly not least is the tight end, Rob Gronkowski, number two this week on our rankings. The Buffalo Bills really haven't played a team yet that features the tight end, and they certainly haven't seen a tight end that's on the same level of Rob Gronkowski. So this week we have him as number two. We're expecting a really good game out of him.
Well, let's hope so. You know, here's another guy that people invested a high draft pick in who, you know, he's been kind of okay thus far. Yeah. Yep. You know, 12 fantasy points in week one, 14 fantasy points in week two, and, what, 2 fantasy points last week?
Yeah.
2 catches for 21 yards. While the targets went to Lloyd and Welker last week, they didn't go to Gronk. Hopefully that changes this week. Again, a little bit of a disappointment, Bill. I mean, 3 weeks in, you know, you're expecting more than 28 total fantasy points out of Gronk.
I think the Hernandez injury has a lot to do with that. Big impact.
Well, they need to figure something out because, you know, the meat of their schedule's coming up.
Yeah.
They got Denver, Seattle, Jets the next 3 weeks after Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they can gain some momentum here and take that into October.
All right, how about the Buffalo Bills side of the ball? We got Ryan Fitzpatrick, number 15 on the FFCPI. That's the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index. The Patriots are giving up the 10th most points to opposing quarterbacks, 5 touchdowns in the first 3 games.
How about it? You know, and I have Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I was kind of laughed at. I took him as a 3rd quarterback in one of my leagues, Bill.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it's a league where I have to start 2 quarterbacks, and I actually have Brady and Andrew Luck as my 1 and my 2. And yeah. Fitzpatrick's, like, outproducing both of them.
Well, I don't want people to confuse what I just said. The Patriots have allowed 5 touchdowns, passing
right.
touchdowns, in the first 3 games. Ryan Fitzpatrick has 8 touchdowns
in the
first 3 games. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's, you know, but again, I think we mentioned this last week, Fitzpatrick got out to a huge quick start last season,
yeah,
and then he came back down to earth. So it's just a matter of time, probably, before, you know, he hits the thud on the fantasy floor. It's just a matter of, you know, do you have the guts to put him in your lineup, you know?
Right.
I mean, because obviously if you've got Fitzpatrick, he's your QB2 or QB3. You know, do you have the guts to bench someone who's a bigger name guy in lieu of Fitzpatrick? But again, 18 fantasy points in week one, 18 fantasy points in week two, 21 fantasy points in week three.
There's a saying on one of my favorite shows on HBO, Game of Thrones. The guys from Winterfell say it. The winter is coming. And that definitely applies to the Buffalo Bills, because once that winter rolls around up there in Buffalo, Ryan Fitzpatrick, his stats really start to take a dive. So you better play him while it's still September and October, because once November rolls around, it's all downhill. Winter
no!
is certainly coming. You watch that show, Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I don't watch the show, but I know what you're talking about.
Thank
well, he,
you.
Yeah, like you mentioned, I mean, he's tied for the lead in touchdown passes in the NFL, Bill,
yeah.
along with
yeah.
Big Ben and Matt Ryan. So
right.
pretty good company there. But I think it's a matter of time before he falls back down to earth.
All right, how about the running backs? A lot of questions surrounding these Buffalo Bill running backs. C.J. Spiller has been dominant the first 3 weeks of the season. Doesn't have a separated shoulder, which is really good news if you have him. It's more of a shoulder sprain. He may not even be missing in action this week. He may suit up. We're still not sure on that. Fred Jackson is supposed to come back from the knee injury. That really limits what everyone thought Tashard Choice was going to be the hot waiver claim this week.
Yeah.
Right now, Spiller's at 20, Jackson's at 33. We don't know who's going to play out of those two guys. We're taking a wait-and-see approach. But, hey, it's not going to be good news because either one of them, it doesn't matter who plays. The Patriots have only allowed 1 touchdown to opposing running backs this season so far.
Messy situation, Bill. Real
yeah.
messy. And, again, it's a little bit too early in the week to speculate on this, to be honest. And this is a situation, like you said, wait and see, probably
yeah.
a Sunday morning type of situation
right.
where you're sitting at your computer, you're watching the pregame shows, and you're seeing who's out there warming up on the field. That's probably what this is going to come down to. But there's been a lot of Spiller owners that have been, you know, enjoying the ride the first couple of weeks of the season, and now they have some decisions to make. Even Jeff, the caller from the last hour, you know, he has both guys, so he needs to figure out which one he's going to put in there.
Right. Right, yeah.
Tough situation.
It is certainly tough. And the last player that from the Bills that we want to mention here is Stevie Johnson, number 23 on the FFCPI this week. The Patriots have allowed 4 touchdowns to opposing wide receivers in the first 3 games, but they shut down Larry Fitzgerald. I think if they can shut down Larry Fitz, they should be able to shut down Stevie Johnson.
Yeah, I would think so. The good news if you're a Stevie Johnson owner is, again, the number of targets, Bill.
Yes.
10 targets in week one. Went down to 5 in week 2, 11 targets in week 3. So this is the guy that Ryan Fitzpatrick's looking for. He scored a touchdown in all 3 games. Not a lot of yards from Stevie J. He hasn't had that giant bomb that you usually have, you know, that 70-yard bomb that usually you are accustomed to him seeing to do. Right. Only 55 yards in week one, 56 in week two, 61. So he's increasing by a yard or two each week.
Yeah, great.
So he should have like 63 yards this week if the trend continues. I wouldn't be too crazy about Stevie Johnson this week, but depends on who else you have on your roster. You know, he might make a good wide receiver three this week.
All right, so that was our Buffalo Bills, New England Patriots fantasy football preview. If you have any questions about your lineups, give us a ring. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And if you're listening to the show as a podcast later on in the week, don't forget you can hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. Todd, we've had some emails come in during the last few minutes, webradio@patriots.com. And Joe needs some help. He's 0-3 right now, and he has Mike Vick and Alex Smith at quarterback. Should he release any of those guys to pick up Christian Ponder or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Alex Smith and who else?
Vic. And he can pick up Alex Smith. He can pick up Christian Ponder or Ryan Fitzpatrick. Again, well, winter's coming over there in Buffalo. If you don't have Ryan Fitzpatrick now, you don't want him later.
Yeah, I mean, if those I'm not real crazy about either of those guys as a long-term solution. If you're looking for a 1 or 2 week plug-in, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not real crazy about it. And with Vic, I mean, hey, if you drafted Vic in your fantasy league, hopefully you didn't reach for him, number one, right? But if you drafted Vic, you knew this was coming, you know? The ups and the downs of owning Michael Vick, and usually it's due to an injury, and that hasn't even happened yet, Bill.
Right.
And you know that's coming. So, I mean, man, I don't know. I haven't seen anyone drop Vic in any of my leagues yet. I don't know what to tell you. If you've got Vic, you got to either ride it out. If you just don't believe in him, are you really going to drop him for Christian Ponder, Bill? Do you think that's – I mean,
no.
This doesn't sound logical.
No, it's not.
So I think I might just hold pat. Now, if you want to dump Alex Smith, kind of a game manager type guy, you know, real consistent, but he's not going to have those explosive weeks.
Right.
I kind of put him in the same group as Ponder and Fitzpatrick,
yeah, I do,
quite honestly. So I think that's kind of more of a matchup, a week-to-week matchup thing,
right,
than, you know, one guy's clearly dominant over the other two.
All right, let's move on to the last email, and then we'll have to take a quick break. We got Michael in Maryland. He has Aaron Hernandez, and he picked up Brent Celek because Hernandez is obviously injured. He wants to know, should he drop Celek for Martellus Bennett, Heath Miller, or Kyle Rudolph? I'm surprised all three of those guys are still available on waivers, but to me, Celek, Bennett, Miller, and Rudolph, they're all pretty much in the same tier. I think you should just wait it out until Hernandez gets back. I'm fine with having Celek on the roster.
Yeah, I'm fine with that as well. Now, if and when Vic gets hurt, then I might opt for Bennett over Celek.
Yeah.
Bennett looked great the other night, Thursday night, against the Panthers.
He did, yeah.
And now, again, you know, Hakeem Nicks didn't play in that game. But, you know, I like Bennett as well. As long as Vic is in there, I think Celek will be just fine. But, man, I have Bennett right there. I have him ranked pretty much the same, those two guys. Just depends on the quarterback. And if, you know, if you're going with Eli versus Nick Foles in a couple of weeks,
right,
I'm going to rely more on Eli getting the ball to that tight end.
One more question from Mike from Maryland. He wants to know, should he drop Kevin Ogletree? This one's easy. Should he drop Kevin Ogletree and pick up Andrew Hawkins? Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Done deal. Bookish.
Short and sweet on that one.
Yes.
All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to Patriots.com Radio. This is the Fantasy Football Champs, Bill Enright, Todd DeVries. We want to help you win your fantasy football league, so give us a call, 508-298-0398. Waiver wire pickups coming up in the next segment. You don't want to miss it. Stay here.
It's fantasy football season. Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com. It's fantasy football season.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pat's tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots LLC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
I love,
love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hope's up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know they mad cause I'm hood rich. You never ever seen a good trick. You want a problem? Start it up. Start it up.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The fantasy football champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
All right, Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, we are ready to start things up here with our waiver wire claims of the week. If you need help with your week 4 waiver wire claims, don't forget Pittsburgh Steelers, Indianapolis Colts are on a bye this week, so we have some suggestions that can help you guys out. How does that sound, Todd?
Sounds good, man. Bill, who do we have at quarterback? Who do you need to go out there and target on the waiver wire tonight?
Well, if you have Matthew Stafford, we're not sure if he's going to play this week. He's questionable with a leg muscle issue. So that means Sean Hill is going to be in action if Stafford can't go. And Sean Hill, actually a very capable backup, probably could start for a lot of teams in the NFL right now. He has a lot of weapons, obviously Calvin Johnson, Titus Young, Brandon Pettigrew, Nate Burleson. I'm liking Sean Hill if you have Matthew Stafford. But if not, our two guys that we were talking about a lot this show, Christian Ponder and Andy Dalton. Ponder has 2 TDs in each of the last 2 weeks. He's getting Jerome Simpson back. Andy Dalton, 3 touchdowns in the last 2 games and at least 350 passing yards the last 2 weeks. He's playing Jacksonville in week 4.
over at the running back position, Bill. We touched on it the last segment. Kind of a messy situation there in Buffalo. You know, is there anybody to target out there? If you don't have, if you have C.J. Spiller or Fred Jackson, one of the two or both, should you go after Tashard Choice or not?
Well, right now, Spiller and Jackson still may play in Week 4. It looks like Jackson's definitely going to play, probably going to play. That means Tashard Choice has really limited value considering those guys are going to be in action. Now, if anything were to happen to Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller's injury is more serious than we all assume it is, then, of course, Tashard Choice could have some value. But right now, I'm not really investing a top waiver wire claim in him just because I think Spiller and Jackson are going to be back in action before we know it. I may want to invest a waiver wire claim in Daniel Thomas. Reggie Bush is banged up. Thomas is getting 75% more workload than rookie Lamar Miller. So if Reggie Bush can't play, Daniel Thomas should see a hefty amount of carries here in Week 4. And then what about Bilal Powell from the New York Jets? They're not happy with Sean Green right now. Both of them had pretty even touch count in Week 3. Could be a changing of the guard for the New York Jets. Sean Green disappointing that coaching staff. Look for Bilal Powell to start picking things up here.
So over at the Divas, Bill, let's move to the wide receiver position. We kind of already touched on Andrew Hawkins and how he's a guy that if he's still out there, go and snatch him up right now. Who else is out there?
I like Andrew Hawkins, as you mentioned. What about his teammate, Armon Bins? 60 yards in the last two games. He scored his first touchdown of the career of his career in Week 3. You know, Andrew Hawkins, A.J. Green, they're getting all the attention right now, but Bins is actually the team's number two wide receiver. So don't sleep on him just because Andrew Hawkins is playing so well. You got to mention Ramsey Barden. He had that big game against the Carolina Panthers, career high in yards with 138, career high in receptions with 9. You know, Hakeem Nicks, he's going to be back in action, but he's nicked up a lot. And even when Hakeem is active, the Giants are still looking for a wide receiver 3. Mario Manningham's now in San Francisco, so Eli still needs that third wide receiver that they use quite often. The Giants go 3-wide set a lot during the game. So we know Martellus Bennett's playing well. Victor Cruz, Hakeem Nicks, Ramsey Barden's going to be that fourth guy for the New York Giants. And don't forget about Jerome Simpson. I'll say this again. The guy doesn't have any stats. It's not because he's hurt. It was just because he's an idiot off the field. He's coming back from a 3-game suspension. Christian Ponder is playing well right now. Jerome Simpson will contribute right away for the Minnesota Vikings. They need a number two wide receiver, and it's going to be Jerome Simpson.
And if he scores a long touchdown, Bill, is he going to do a flip into the end zone or what?
That's still one of my favorite plays of all time when he did that flip over the end zone. Nailed the landing. If he was in the Olympics, he would have got a perfect 10 score. Feet planted, no stutter step. Excellent job on that play.
Mary Lou Retton, Kerry Strug, Jerome Simpson.
Jerome Simpson.
There you go.
Yeah.
Over at the tight end position, Bill, Big Ben.
Timeout.
What?
How do you know female gymnastic names?
Oh, you know, I've got a daughter.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I've got an 8-year-old daughter who's in gymnastics.
All right, there you go. I didn't want to let that blow over.
Hey, what he does on the weekends, Bill, is none of our business.
I guess, man. You're right. That's right.
I've got posters of Mary Lou Retton and all over the walls there. That's a fair question. Fair question. I shouldn't be able to rattle off those names quite as easily as I did.
Is it worse that I knew exactly who you were talking about? Because I don't have a daughter.
Well, you're a creepy man. You're a very creepy guy.
All right, let's move on to tight ends.
All right, tight ends, Bill. Big Ben, did you hear what Big Ben was saying last week? He says he wants to get Heath Miller into the Pro Bowl this year.
Hey, he deserves it right now. 4 touchdowns in the first 3 games. Heath Miller is tied with Vernon Davis for the most touchdowns in the NFL right now. And Todd, how about this stat? Top 5 in most receiving touchdowns in the NFL, all tight ends. Vernon Davis, Heath Miller, Martellus Bennett, Tony Gonzalez, and Jimmy Graham. I would not have expected that heading into Week 4.
Hey, well, last year was the year of the tight end, man.
It was.
The most amazing thing about that is there was no Gronk anywhere listed there.
He is not far behind, though.
I know. I'm just saying. After last year, he scored.
You think he'd be up there.
Touchdowns in bunches. Yeah, he hasn't had that game yet. Maybe this is the week.
Could be. Buffalo Bills coming into town for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bill, do you want to move on to injuries here? I think we can squeeze that in before the break?
Yes, quickly we can do some injuries.
All right, bumps and bruises, injuries to monitor heading into Week 4. And again, if you're listening to this show on demand, we are taping this on a Tuesday, so it's a little bit early in the week. But quarterbacks, Bill, Matt Schaub, he got crushed.
Yeah.
Helmet flying off, chunk of his ear flying off. Yeah. What's the latest on Matt?
He had an x-ray on his left shoulder. You know, his ear is missing. That he can't do anything about that. He's kind of like an Evander Holyfield situation there.
Right.
But he had an x-ray on his left shoulder. He should be fine, ready to go for week four. Matthew Stafford, we don't know his status yet. That's why we're telling everyone to pick up Sean Hill if you're a Stafford owner. Stafford's going to be questionable. He's going to be a game-time decision. We're not going to know how severe that muscle tear is until much later in the week.
And I tell you what, Bill, I'm a little concerned about Stafford.
Prior to last year, right?
Last year he had the great year we all know.
Yeah.
Prior to that, he was hurt an awful lot. First couple years in the league. And I'm hoping he's not reverting back to that. That guy that's, you know, questionable every week. He's hurt or he plays three quarters and he gets knocked out. Let's hope for fantasy managers out there that's not what we're going to see again, because that was very frustrating for those of us that owned Matt Stafford back in 2010.
Yeah, he was definitely a guy that has the world of potential. We saw him live up to that potential last season, but his other years in the NFL just hasn't done it because he's always hurt.
Who are some of the running backs that are banged up? We've already talked about C.J. Spiller. I don't think we need to touch on that again. He and Fred Jackson have been a hot topic of conversation in the first hour and a half of this show. How about Willis McGahee? He's got the rib injury. What's the full extent of his status?
We don't know yet. He's listed as day-to-day. Ronnie Hillman, Knowshon Moreno, Lance Ball all would take his place splitting the carries that McGahee would get. He's listed as questionable, listed as day-to-day. I think he's going to play in week four. Moving on, Reggie Bush of the Miami Dolphins has a knee injury. He may miss a game or two. We're not sure, but we do know there's no structural damage, so long-term he should be fine. Peyton Hillis exited the game on Sunday with an ankle injury. Didn't look good when it happened when he was playing against the Saints. Now he is in a walking boot. Sean Drone, the rookie for the Kansas City Chiefs, will split carries as long as Peyton Hillis is not in action. And then Ahmad Bradshaw for the New York Giants guarantees his week four return versus the Eagles. We're not really sure how that affect Andre Brown, but we think it's going to be more of a 50-50 split there going forward. Matt Forte of the Chicago Bears is probably 1 week away from getting back in action. And then again, Beanie Wells has that turf toe. Couldn't finish the game in week three. Ryan Williams will get the full workload for the Arizona Cardinals.
Can't rely on Beanie Wells, man.
No, definitely not.
Never. You cannot rely on that guy unless you're in the deepest of leagues.
Yep.
All right, wide receivers, Bill. Anybody who, you know, any big names out there that were dinged up that we should just keep an eye on?
Julio Jones, Miles Austin, Kenny Britt all left the game in week three, but they returned to action. They're going to be on the injury report this week, more of a technicality. Don't worry about those guys. Austin Collie of the Indianapolis Colts, even though the Colts are on a bye week, he's not playing this week, but he's not going to be playing the rest of the season either. Austin Collie is going on IR. He'll miss the rest of 2012 with a torn patella tendon. And then how about Darius Hayward Bay? Scary moment in the NFL.
Yeah.
We hate when this kind of thing happens. Hayward Bay was being attended to in the end zone for about 10, 12 minutes. We weren't sure if he was breathing, conscious, paralyzed. He was very still, wasn't moving around, suffered a head-to-head, helmet-to-helmet contact. But he did give the thumbs up to the crowd as he was being carted off on the field. So that was a big sigh of relief. No one wants to see anyone seriously hurt. Darius Hayward Bay, I don't expect him to be back in action for a long time. He took a serious licking in week three.
Yep. How about Jeremy Maclin, Pierre Garçon, a couple of NFC East guys? What's the status?
Yeah, they were inactive in week three. We're waiting to see what happens this week in practice. Can't suggest starting any of them unless we know for sure they'll be active. Again, you can hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, and we'll be sure to fill you in on all the latest injury news.
And tight end, Jared Cook, shoulder injury in week three?
Yeah, his coach says he feels good about him being out there for this week, but we don't listen to what the coaches say. We listen to what the team doctors say, and right now they're not saying anything, so we're just going to have to take a wait-and-see approach for Jared Cook. But he finally came alive in week three. We'll see if he'll be on the field in week four.
77 yards of the touchdown.
Yeah, he did pretty well.
Not bad. Of course, a lot of people scored in that game, high-scoring game.
Yeah. All right, so that was the week four injury report, guys, that you'll want to keep an eye on. Again, we'll be updating these injuries throughout the week. You can listen to our show on Thursday, Football Nation. We'll do a quick injury rundown. And don't forget, you can hit us up on Twitter with any of your injury questions at FFChamps. Todd, we got to take a quick break here on Patriots.com Radio, but you don't want to go anywhere. We have special guest Danny Fresh joining the show in the next segment. He's a lot of fun, very entertaining guy, so you'll want to listen to that. That's coming up next on Patriots.com Radio. This is Fantasy Football Champs.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
Hey, it's Rob Gronkowski, Pats tight end and big-time Duncan fan. The secret to my success? Coach drew up a play called Gronk, run downfield, catch ball out of air, and we give you freshly made bakery sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. I say Coach is a genius.
No defense keeps Gronk from his freshly made bakery sandwiches. Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab your go-to sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
What would make your life better? Start with Better Banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We are joined by a special guest. He goes by the name of Danny Fresh. Danny, thanks for joining us on Patriots.com Radio.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
What's going on, man? How are your fantasy teams doing?
Doing pretty well here. I'm in three leagues and above 500 in all of them, so it's good to go.
We catch you at a bad time. Your voice sounds a little scratchy.
Yeah, I'm got a little something going on, but I'm okay.
You can't catch colds out there in California.
I just woke up with a sore throat this morning, maybe out too late last night.
Partying up, I see.
Something like that.
All right,
well,
so
hey,
Danny. Go ahead.
Danny, you know, you do a great job. You've been writing for FFChamps.com and writing for FootballNation.com. Always up to date on what the heck is going on here in the world of fantasy football. You know, we were talking about this earlier in the show, Bill. The top five players in receiving touchdowns are all tight ends.
Yeah.
Does that mean, Danny, that we should start considering maybe carrying a couple tight ends on our roster and putting one in the flex? I mean, is that something that, you know, is that maybe a trend for the 2012 season?
Yeah, I think absolutely, guys. I actually am carrying up to three tight ends on most of my rosters.
Whoa.
I think that, you know, the NFL, we always talk about it as a copycat league. As you see the acceleration of the use of these tight ends putting up huge numbers, everyone's going to start building systems around that, and you're seeing it across the board. excuse me, guys. And I think that in general, as a philosophy, fantasy leagues are more and more interesting the more they closely resemble the NFL. So as you and your league start making rule changes and looking at strategies and things like that, to follow that action, I think, is a way to go. So, yeah, I think it's a trend that's going to continue. I don't see it going away. And we're just seeing all the best athletes funneling into that position now.
Let's move away from the tight ends. Let's look at the running backs, two guys that were pretty much top five picks in 2011 last year. Both suffered ACL injuries. I'm talking about Jamaal Charles and Adrian Peterson. Peterson had that huge week one performance, 86 yards and two touchdowns. Everyone was saying he's a machine, came back just, you know, 7 months removed from the ACL.
Right.
Jamaal Charles, on the other hand, same injury. He suffered it a little bit earlier in the season than Peterson did last year. Took him a couple big games, but all of a sudden he got things going in week three. 233 rushing yards from Jamaal Charles. So, Danny, both of these guys had the same injury last year. Who will finish with the better stats in 2012?
Well, you know, I think it's probably comparable, but I'll tell you where I see the big difference between the two guys. Jamaal Charles is going to hit that home run. He's going to have those weeks like last week.
Right.
But I don't think you're going to get the consistency there. For me, I'd rather have Peterson. I think he looks great, and if you watch the game, he looked better than his numbers represented, and I think he's going to give it to you week in, week out. You know what that Vikings team is. I think the Chiefs are going to be up and down. They're going to play up and down, and I think Charles is going to have that kind of inconsistency. So he's great. Love to have him. But I think if I'm leaning one way or the other, I'd go with AP.
Yeah, I mean, AP, 25 carries, 86 yards, but that's against the Niners' D.
Right,
so, you know,
exactly.
You got to take that yards per carry with a grain of salt. That, I mean, that is solid production. He also was targeted four times, a couple catches. You know, he hasn't had the ridiculous game yet, and maybe those days are gone for AP, but he had 20 points in week one, 8 in week two, 11 last week. Like you said, kind of starting to find a groove.
And he'll get stronger as the season goes on.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we mentioned this, Bill, with one of our callers earlier in the show. The Vikings have a nice schedule the next 3 weeks. They get the Lions, Titans, and Redskins. Pretty juicy matchups for Adrian Peterson moving forward.
All right, let's go to quarterbacks now. Danny, RG3, lighting the NFL on fire. Robert Griffin III, the rookie for the Washington Redskins.
Love it.
He's putting up top three numbers right now. I'm going to give him a little bit of a cushion here. Does he finish as a top five quarterback in 2012?
I don't think so, but okay. He could. And I think that that's a really big statement. I mean, if you look at the caliber of what we've got at quarterback in the NFL right now, he's already inserted himself right into that level. And you can win your fantasy league with him as your quarterback. And you probably got him way later than a lot of those other guys that actually really, a lot of the big names are struggling earlier.
Right.
I think the key is going to be, guys, I mean, obviously, he's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched the game on Sunday, but he took some hits, you know.
Yeah, he sure did.
We know when you watch Michael Vick, RG3 is a tall guy, but he's not a thick guy like Cam Newton who can really absorb those hits. I worry a little bit about his health going forward, but if he can stay healthy, you know he's going to have that 700 or 800 yards rushing to go along with all the passing yards by the end of the season. So yeah. I think he's borderline, Bill. To answer the question that you were asking Danny there, he's going to be right around there if he can stay healthy, man. You know, the rushing yards can't. So
and
it should be interesting.
I'm sorry. The Vic comparison is an interesting one, and with all due respect, he's a lot smarter than Vic. And what I mean by that is, yes, he is getting hit a lot, but he's going to get rid of the ball when he needs to. He's going to make the move when he needs to. He just is a more cerebral guy. We match up the athleticism, but if you've ever heard him interviewed, if you've ever seen him break down plays, he really has a football brain, and that's something that, frankly, Vic hasn't been able to develop in 10 years.
Yep, I agree with that. Bill, we've talked about the player formerly known as Chris Johnson a lot on this show the past couple of weeks.
We have.
Danny, is there anybody else? We already know CJ Noke is a bust, at least for now. Who's the other biggest bust out there? Anybody that's top of mind?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a group. Let's go right back to the quarterback. How high did all these elite quarterbacks go this year in your draft? I mean, you were grabbing guys in the first, second, and third round, and other than Breeze, who's been good, not elite off the charts, but, I mean, you've got guys in your in the mid-20s with Aaron Rodgers, with Stafford, with Brady. I think Brady's a little higher than that, but still outside the top 10. You know, with what you paid for those guys, that is a big disappointment. And for some of them, I see it improving, but there's other guys I think are not going to have that quite elite level. And that's pretty disappointing.
You know, that's one of the reasons why, if you listen to this show, we suggested all preseason that you should wait on your quarterbacks. It's one of the Ten Commandments at FFChamps.com. We suggested you pick up guys like Matt Ryan, like RG3, like Eli Manning. Those guys that you can get later in the rounds, they really pay off because it gives you good value at the running back and wide receiver spots that you're picking in the first three rounds. And this year especially with guys you just mentioned, Stafford, Breeze, Brady, Rodgers, not living up to expectations still. It's only week three. I'm sure they're going to turn it around.
Yeah, but the
point is that you can get a guy like RG3 in the 12th round of your draft, and right now he's probably a number two quarterback in fantasy football.
Yeah, and I sort of scream to anybody that would listen pre-draft. This sort of idea of like, oh, you don't have to, you know, go for the running backs early. That's an old idea. This year, more than ever, you had to get your stud running backs early.
Yep.
Is this such a thin group there? And there's depth almost everywhere else.
Danny Fresh. Dan, we appreciate you joining us on Patriots.com radio. We hope your throat feels better. You can check out his fantasy football articles at footballnation.com, ffchamps.com. Dan, we appreciate you joining us. Good luck in week four.
My pleasure, guys.
A little scratchy voice from Danny Fresh out there in California, Todd.
Danny needs a lozenge.
Yeah. Kevin, our producer, is on fire with the sound effects today. Where do you find a guy coughing in your sound effects board?
That was actually Fred, I think.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Fred.
Nice.
All right.
Been feeling under the weather.
Todd, let's go to our emails. We got Mike in Pittsburgh wants to know, would we drop David Wilson and pick up Bilal Powell of the New York Jets?
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Would you drop Mike Williams, same guy, Mike Williams, Tampa Bay, or Brian Hartline and pick up Jerome Simpson?
Depends if it's a PPR or not.
It is a non-PPR league.
It's a little risky, but yeah, why not? Simpson's a big play threat. He could, like you said before, he could be the number two to Percy Harvin. Ponder's looking good.
I agree. Third question, same guy, Mike in Pittsburgh. Drop Jay Cutler and add Christian Ponder.
I'm not ready to do that yet.
Me either.
I'm just not. I'm not ready to do that yet. Yeah, we talked about Cutler. Not a good matchup this week against Dallas. I think, I don't know. I mean, he's a tough guy to root for. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
He's a real tough guy to root for.
He is.
If he's on your fantasy team. And when you're sitting there on Sunday morning and you got to put him in your lineup, you kind of, I admit it, you kind of look at him and you look at him outside the world of fantasy for just a minute, don't you?
Yeah.
You're like, Cutler? Do I really need to put Cutler in?
Yeah, apparently he's misunderstood, and I'm doing the air quotes. You can't see me, obviously, because we're on the radio, but he's misunderstood by the media.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I feel real bad for him.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm going to give him some props in that. I'm not ready to give up on him yet. I think he and Brandon Marshall are going to have some big games down the line.
Last question before we take a break. We got one from Justin. Once it's a kicker question.
Oh.
Should he drop Dan Bailey and pick up Lawrence Tynes or Nick Folk? I'm going with Lawrence Tynes. Hasn't missed a field goal yet.
There you go. I'm going to agree with that. I don't like to spend more than 4 seconds on a kicker question, so...
All right, so that one was for Justin Foster, Lawrence Tynes, drop Dan Bailey. We got to take a quick break on Patriots.com radio, but we will come back with our start and sit segment, probably one of the best segments of the show. That's why we save it for last. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. We'll be right back after the break.
Have a question about fantasy football? Give the Fantasy Football Champs a call at 508-298-0398.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
My name
name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Jerod Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Jerod Mayo's sacks at Jerod Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
This is Rob Gronkowski. I get lots of mail from fans asking me how they can be more like me, Gronk. It's easy. First, just head down to Dunkin' Donuts and pick up a freshly made bakery sandwich. Second, get a sweet nickname. Third, bench press 225 pounds 28 times. That's it. You're just like me, Gronk. Now hurry into Dunkin' Donuts and grab a bakery sandwich today. Gronk runs on Dunkin'.
Price and participation may vary. New England Patriots and Patriots and related logos are trademarks of New England Patriots, LLC.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Finally, a card for the real world.
Copyright 2012, Bank of America Corporation.
Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you, helping you win your fantasy football leagues. We're heading into week four. We already went over the player news. We already went over the injury report. We did the waiver wire suggestions. Went over the champs and chumps from week three. So now it is time to do our stardom sit-em player rankings for week four. Todd, let's get it started.
All right, my friend. I'm going to throw some names at you. Most of these guys are kind of maybe borderline guys. You know,
yeah.
People are having to decide whether they're going to play them or not. You tell me start or sit, and then you tell me why. Let's start with the quarterback position. How about Tony Romo?
Oh, I'm sitting Tony Romo this week. Two bad weeks in a row playing the number three passing defense. Chicago Bears on Monday night. Leave Romo out of your lineups.
How about the other guy on the other side of the ball, Jay Cutler?
I'm sitting him, too. The Cowboys are number one in pass defense. Jay Cutler struggling so far in the first 3 weeks of the season. I'm leaving him on the bench as well.
All right. Guy that had a rough week last week. We touched on him earlier in the show. Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers.
Yes, he had a down week in week three, didn't get the things going, less than 200 yards, but he's playing the Chiefs in week four, and the Chiefs suck. They have the 29th ranked pass defense. I'm getting Rivers back in my lineup, expect a bounce back game for the San Diego Chargers quarterback.
All right, another guy that had actually a really good week last week against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
He might be missing part of his ear. Doesn't mean you can't play him in fantasy football. How about Matt Schaub this week? Start him or sit him?
I'm starting Matt Schaub, playing against the Tennessee Titans. They're 31st in passing defense, allowing the second most points to opposing quarterbacks. When it comes to fantasy football, absolutely get Matt Schaub in your lineups.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Hill came in for the injured Matt Stafford and looked perfectly fine.
Exactly.
Throwing against the Titans' pass defense. They are Swiss cheese at the moment.
Yes,
all
they
right,
are.
All right, let's move over to the running backs, Bill. Let's start with, how about Michael Bush from the Bears?
Loving Michael Bush. Still no Matt Forte. He's dealing with that ankle injury. Not going to be back for another week. Cowboys, you know, they have a middle-of-the-pack run defense. The Bears, the Cowboys playing on Monday night. I like having a running back in that Monday night game. Gives me something to root for. You're not expecting a whole lot from Jay Cutler, so I'm putting Michael Bush in the lineup. I think he's going to have to move the chains for the Bears.
All right, moving over to a New York Jet running back, Sean Green.
Playing against that San Francisco number one rushing defense, they shut down Adrian Peterson. Sean Green is going to start losing touches to Bilal Powell. I'm leaving Sean Green on the bench.
He's been really unimpressive. Really.
Probably one of the most disappointing fantasy running backs year in and year out. He's a guy that you expect him to get the bulk of the carries. The Jets are a run-first offense, but he just doesn't perform, and it's really disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, you think of the Jets, you think, and this is probably more of just a reputation than anything else at this point, but you think of tough defense and a running game. And
right.
he just can't get it done. He can't get it done. All right, moving on. How about the law firm, Bill? Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, he's playing the Jags this week. Start him or sit him?
Absolutely starting Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. He has the Jacksonville Jaguars, as you mentioned. They are, I believe, 10th ranked rushing defense, giving up a lot of points to opposing running backs. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis cracked the top 10 on the FFCPI. That's our Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index, our weekly rankings. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the law firm, in the top 10 for the first time this year.
You know, he's a guy that you really liked in the preseason, Bill. I'll give you some props here. He was a
Thank
guy
you.
That you could get in the middle rounds, or maybe not the middle rounds, but he definitely was not, you know, he was one of those guys you'd get after the big wave of the top 15 or 16 running backs, and he's going to be a solid producer there in Cincinnati.
It's all about the opportunity, Todd. He didn't get a whole lot of opportunity with the Patriots because they do the running back by committee, but he's the only show in town for the Cincinnati Bengals in terms of running backs. He's going to get the rock. He's going to get it often, and I think we saw his first fumble since like high school or college out of him last week. That's not too much of a concern. You still got to get in your lineups.
All right. I'm going to give you a layup here, Bill.
Uh-oh.
And Kevin, if you're listening there, Mr. Producer, and you've got like a
It's my job
screen,
to listen.
Yeah, I'm glad you are. If you've got some sort of scream soundbite or anything, I'm going to say the words, Chris Johnson.
Oh, my God.
There's no way you're starting him, right?
I don't even know who that player is anymore. The player formerly known as Chris Johnson, CJ No-K, CJ No-Play. CJ, get the heck out of my lineup because you're not worth starting anymore. He's playing against the Houston Texans this weekend. Number two ranked rush defense. Chris Johnson's not coming anywhere near my lineups.
Hey, right. Boss, you're a loser.
How's it going? What would we do without CJ No-K and Kevin Collins, the dynamic duo there?
Kevin Collins, a.k.a. DJ KC, a.k.a. Big Dog Kevin Collins, hashtag throwing it down.
I like it. Bill, right. We should do a segment each week where you get to freestyle.
Oh, man, I'd rip it. I'd rip it on the microphone. I spit hot fire.
Spoken word.
True that.
Bill, moving on to the wide receivers. Start 'em or sit 'em, DeSean Jackson.
I'm starting DeSean Jackson. This guy is an absolute giant killer. Always puts up big-time numbers whenever he's facing the big blue for the New York Giants. They're playing in Philly. Jeremy Maclin probably, you know.
It is what. Hey,
son of a.
Oh, I'm not
too
sure
many if, sand drops at once.
Not sure if Jeremy Macklin's going to play this week. I'm liking DeSean Jackson in my lineup. He just destroys the Giants.
I was trying to find my Giants one.
What do you got?
Oh.
G-Man!
There it is.
There you go. All right. How about Dez Bryant on the other side of the ball there? Another NFC East guy.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant, a lot of hype in the preseason, Bill.
Dez Bryant's so much talent, so much potential, just can't live up to it. I'm sitting him this weekend against the Chicago Bears. They've only allowed 2 touchdowns all season to opposing wide receivers. Dez Bryant is just a lineup killer right now. He's on pace to match the player formerly known as Chris Johnson.
Bill, I'm going to step aside for 1 second, Bill.
What?
Put on your thinking cap here. If you were Dez Bryant's agent,
yeah.
Okay, where could you? What team would you put him on where he would excel the most? I mean, where can he thrive? Because he's not thriving in Dallas. It's just not happening.
Canadian Football League, does that count as an answer?
Oh, the Toronto Argonauts?
Argonauts, yeah.
Oh, Canada.
Wow, you are on fire, Kevin. All these are at your fingertips? It's amazing. It's like a music warehouse you have going on over there.
Do what I can for you guys. Just sometimes my sausage fingers, you know, they hit more than one button at once.
Sausage fingers? Oh, that's great. I call my friend Sausage Fingers because he's got these big, thick knuckles. They're crazy.
That's me.
They're nice. Anyway, I'm sitting Dez Bryant. I don't know what team he can go on in the NFL and start producing, but he's not doing it for the Dallas Cowboys. That's where he is right now. He's on pace. I'm telling you, he's going to be the next Chris Johnson, whereas he's supposed to be living up to, you know, big-time expectations and then just doesn't live up to the hype.
Hey, Jordy Nelson, start him or sit him, Bill.
Starting Jordy Nelson. He's frustrating fantasy managers right now with no touchdowns, but he's playing the New Orleans Saints, who looked absolutely terrible again in Week 3. They're giving up the 9th most points to opposing wide receivers. Get Jordy Nelson in your lineups. This is the week he scores.
Okay. I'm down with that. That, you know, has the makings of being a shootout. At least you'd think it would be a shootout. Who knows?
In 2011, it would definitely be a shootout. In 2012, who the heck knows? Packers are 1-2. Saints are 0-3.
That's true. All right. Hey, good feel-good story of Sunday Night Football with Torrey Smith.
Yep.
Can he do it again in back-to-back weeks?
Yes, he can. Taking on the Cleveland Browns, 30th against the pass. No Joe Hayden, the cornerback for Cleveland, still out with that suspension. They're allowed 2 touchdowns in the last 2 games to opposing wide receivers. Get Torrey Smith in your lineups. I'm liking him a lot heading into Week 4.
Last wide receiver. How about that Santonio Holmes?
Yeah, how about Santonio? For the first time in like 28 games, he finally reached 100 yards in Week 3. Really big performance against the Miami Dolphins, but lower your expectations in Week 4 because he's playing against the San Francisco 49ers. They are allowing just 1 touchdown all year long to opposing wide receivers. Sit Santonio Holmes for Week 4.
All right, Bill, 2 tight ends I'm going to throw at you here, okay?
Okay.
Both these guys were kind of sleepers in the preseason.
Yeah.
Greg Olsen, Carolina.
Sit him. He had a big game against the Giants, but will come back down to earth against the Falcons. They haven't allowed more than 30 yards to opposing tight ends in the last 2 weeks. Greg Olsen's going to have a down game against the Falcons.
How about Kyle Rudolph?
Vikings? Well, I'm starting Kyle Rudolph. He's on fire right now to start the season. And who are the Vikings playing this week? I can't believe I'm
Detroit Lions.
Getting this. Yeah, the Detroit Lions are giving up the 2nd most points to opposing tight ends right now in the league. We saw Jared Cook did against them last week. So the Lions really struggling covering the tight ends. I'm absolutely getting Kyle Rudolph in my lineup. Jerome Simpson's back. I think that can actually help Rudolph get open more down the field.
All right, let me recap this for the people, Bill.
All right, what do you got? Yes,
your stardom plays are Matt Schaub, Phillip Rivers at quarterback, running back stardom, then Jarvis Green-Ellis, Michael Bush,
yep.
Wide receiver stardom, Torrey Smith, DeSean Jackson, Jordy Nelson,
yep.
And your tight end stardom, Kyle Rudolph. Moving over to the sit-ems.
Yeah.
You told me to sit Tony Romo, Jay Cutler at quarterback, running backs, CJ Noke, that's Chris Johnson, and Sean Green.
Yep.
Over at wide receiver, you said sit Dez Bryant, Santonio Holmes, and sit Carolina tight end Greg Olsen.
Nailed it.
There you go. Feeling good about that?
I'm feeling really good about it.
All right, because I've got it all documented, and I will be reviewing these copious notes.
That's fine. I have no problem with
grading on those stardom sit-ems.
I can't wait because I'm going to get an A+, just like I did every year in school.
A+.
Yeah,
except for
in
geography.
Except for geography and math.
I heard it's retarded or something.
No, that's not right to say. I don't like that.
That's not right. Oh, that's not right.
Brandon Marshall was very upset this week because Warren Sapp called him retarded, and he had a big, big fit on Twitter. And I don't blame him. I don't like that word. You can delete that from your soundboard, Kevin. How about
Fine.
That? That's one I don't like.
PFW guys like it.
You know what you need? You know what you need? You need a soundbite, a Scandinavian soundbite, because Bill Enright is big in Denmark and Norway.
They love me there. I'm huge in Europe.
He's a celebrity worldwide.
We had a great show today, folks. We appreciate you listening. Kevin Collins, our producer, did an excellent job today with all the sound clips, all the music, all the taking all your telephone calls, sending me all your emails. Got to clap it up for Kevin. He did a great job today. Todd, before we end the show, you have anything to say to the fans?
Let's hope those refs don't spoil Week 4, Bill. Please.
Well, I can't
my
wait
heart
for
can't them. Take it. These crazy calls. That game the other night was just insane.
Amen to that, Todd.
Replacement refs got to go. We want the real officials back. I want to see Ed Hockley's biceps by week 6. That's my deadline for Roger Goodell. I hope he's listening. We appreciate everyone tuning in to Patriots.com Radio. This is Fantasy Football Champs. For Kevin Collins, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Tune in on Wednesday for Cold Hard Football Facts. On Thursday, we're back with Football Nation from 4 to 6. Thank you for tuning in to Patriots.com Radio, and good luck in your fantasy football leagues during week 4.
There was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.